The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For more information about the center, or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD, or visit thehalachacenter.org.
So welcome to Yud Aleph. In the discussion, we discussed Biyun in the previous shir. So Rav Ashi comes along with Afyuda Manalf, and Rav Ashi puts down a Kal V'Chaim, which is discussed extensively in the Gemara, to underscore the relationship between Shechita and Zrika, Machshavos HaPoislois in Shechita and Zrika. Rav Ashi says that it's easier, there's more types of Psul Machshav in Zrika than there are in Shechita. What's that? The Gemara introduces a concept that we had in Daf Dalet, called Shinu Kodesh and Shinu Bailam. We didn't discuss this in any of the previous show, but now's the time to understand this concept. Shinu by Kodesh is a machshava shalei lishmo in changing which carbon is a carbon other to a carbon shlam, shlam to a carbon ashram, and so on. Shinu by Kodesh is Shinu Bailam is thinking, instead of this being the carbon of Reuven, this should be the carbon of Shimon. Rav Ashi says it's easier to be mechashiv B'shaz Zrika, because B'shaz Zrika not only has Shinui B'Kodesh, has Shinui B'Ilam Luma Shchita, which only has Shinui Kodesh and not Shinui B'Ilam. Meaning, say, Rishon Mamazbe, that the Machshava, Tez brings this already in that base, but now if the Machshava of changing a carbon is Hein B'shaz Shchita, Kabbalah Helocha Zrika. But thinking about that, instead of this being a carbon of Reuven, it's a carbon of Shimon, really has no mashmos legabi de shechita kabbalah halacha. Why is that? Because the name of the Bailam, the definition of this being the carbon of Reuven, the shechita is just there to prepare the animal, to be makshu the animal, to be nizrak dame. What actually creates the ritzui, the yotzi, the chavosa, the kapara, for Yankov, for Bereshmel, for whoever the carbon is of his ownership? The zrika. Shechita is not the meratza. The zrika is the meratza. Where the name of the Bailam, where the Shem HaBailam is inherent in the Maisa Avoida, is only Legabed Zrika, not Legabed Shechit Kabbalah Elocha. Therefore, the Machshava of Shinu Bailam only passes up by Zrika, not by Shechit Kabbalah Elocha. This, the Chayr, is a very clear concept, and it's what Tosis holds all over Shas. The problem is only that the Rambam, Sulam Gdoshim Perek Tezayin, seems quite clear that he argues. He does not seem to understand that there's a difference between Shinui B'Kodesh and Shinui B'Ilam, all them passing all four avodas. Besides for the fact that we have lechayr what seems to be an off in the Gemara, not like the Rambam, so conceptually we just explain the Shita of Tesis very well, so we have to explain both. As far as the Makor of the Rambam, the Keren Oyer postulates that Yerushalmi and Psochem explain the Machalik Subiach and Shlokh doesn't bring the Kavachem Rav Ashi, doesn't seem to hold of this Chilik. Hard to be doicha and often a bavli with a Yerushalmi, which is not 100% clear cut. But chlal being doicha bavli with a Yerushalmi is a dove kosher. To say that's the makar. Where the source of the Rambam is the Rambam. Others want to say the Rambam had a different way. They rewire the wording of Rav Ashi in order to explain how the Rambam understood it. It's difficult to figure out exactly where the Rambam is coming from. Let's try, at least for us, to deal with what the Rambam is saying on a conceptual level. Lefi the Taisvis, that we explained that Shalei Lishmo is, that when one does an avoid the Shalei Lishmo, one is oiker, the stamis Lishmo, it makes a lot of sense what we just explained. Because, which Maisa inherently is a Maisa, Lishem Reuven? Zrika. The Shechita doesn't have to be done for Reuven, because the Shechita is just getting you to the Zrika. The Zrika is what's done to be Meratz, to be Mechapet for Reuven. So it makes sense if you're being oiker, the Maisa, that Nakira of the Maisa, Legabi Shinui Bailam, only takes place in Zrika. It's not a Dova Apostle in Shechita Kabbalah Elocha. Mashenkin, Shinui B'Kodesh, all those Maisim have to be a Maisa of Karmel Chattas. If they're not a Maisa of Karmel Chattas, because you oikah the Stam L'Shma, so then all of them apostle. According to the Briskerov, maybe this is where the Rambam's coming from, we explained that the psul of Shalei L'Shma is a Dova HaPoisel Kishal Atzma. It's not that the Maisa becomes undone, but it's that a virus, a psul, a machshava pisselus is introduced into the thought process of the carbon. If that's true, L'maisa, there's two, the Torah introduces two machshoves apoislois. Shini baile, shini kodesh. Both of them are machshoves apoislois. There's no reason why that should not be able to introduce a virus, not only l'gabi zrika, but l'gabi shkita kabbalah elocha. So it could be that the Rambam, at least conceptually, makes more sense, l'fi the way we explained here. The Tosfos is kimat muchrach muvur l'shitasei. We find a similar concept, but mamish the flip side, of machshava apoiselis, which is only by shchita. The Gemara in Psachim, in Perek Tam and Nishchet, Daf Samach, talks about a machshava shaloylam duiv. Korban Pesach has to be brought only for the ones who were nimne ala korban. 30 people buy a shutfis in the korban, they have to have a kinyan. A kinyan, choshemish, but momenistik a kinyan in the korban. With that, they're all partners in the behemoth. And then the hakrovas for shchitas korban pesach is for them. What happens if the shchita was done, including the whole list, the whole rishima of people that are on the ownership roster of the korban, on the 24-man roster, but not only them, but even more people are included in the machshava of who the korban is being shechted for, the korban is possible. That machshava only passes up shchita. Why is that? The shchita's korban pesach is whoever owns the Korban Pesach. The Zrika is already a Ruchnistic concept, who it's Meratza. The Halacha of Lemnuya by Korban Pesach is totally in the Bailus of Mammon. That Bailus of Mammon is totally in the Shechita. The owner shechts the Korban Pesach. So that Machshava only makes sense to Gabi the Maisa Shechita. It does not make sense to Gabi the Chelik HaKapora, the Chelik HaRitzui of the Korban. Meaning say Korban Pesach, let's qualify what we're saying. Korban Pesach, the ownership is a choshemishpat ownership. The ownership of a korban, the bal hakorban, is not necessarily, in regular korban, lagabi hu, it's meratz, is not necessarily choshemishpat dika ownership. Because there's a machlekes in the Gemara has a machlekes amiroim, earlier in Dav Dalid, what happens if a person dies, and his son brings his korban? Is the korban meratz on the father? What would be, let's say, the kohen that's bringing the korban, then, let's say, it's a korban, that's being brought, the korban pesach, and it's being brought for the son of the owner, and b'shas zrika, it's brought, shalal l'shem bailov. Does it passel? Does it not passel? That's the machlaikis. Rav Pinchos, the amiroim and avdal. What's the machlaikis? Since the korban is brought, Hilchus Yerusha dictates that the korban is owned physically, so to speak, in Momin. Momin is the good terms, it's owned by the son. But Al-Shem Miha korban, who's the Baal HaKorban in terms of the Mechapa, the father? So is that a Shini Bailim? So the Bailus of Kapora is a more spiritual concept. The Lemnuyav of Korban Pesach is simple ownership. So Mel, that's only Shach to Shchita, it's not Shach to the Zrika. Shchita is the concept of whose behemoth it is. Shchita is the physical act that's done. The Zrika is only later on in terms of a shame bal ha-korban, who in spiritual terms is the miskaper of the korban. So it would make sense to suggest that the Rambam and the Tezal L'shita Seyem, l'gabi whether there's a comparison between Shini Bailim and Shini Kodesh, l'gabi all four avoidos, or only by Zrika. We might add another point. The Rambam Sulam Mekdoshim Perikud Gimel is Meduyik, the Achrenim point out, the Machshava of Shini Bailim is only by a Machshava Shalai Lishma. What about what's called later on in the Mishnah is Lishma V'Shalai Lishma? That means a person is Makar V'Korban Oidlo. He could think that he's bringing a Korban Shalom, that's called Machshava Shalai Lishma. What happens if he thinks that the Korban, the Avoidah should be done, the Korban is being brought, L'shem oylo l'shem shlom. It's machshava l'shma v'shalo l'shma passes. Mishnah Mishnais in the later prokhim, the second prokhim, the third prokhim. But that's all those Mishnais are in Shini Kodesh. Shini Bailim, it's not Mufurish in the Gemara. And the Rambam would seem to be Meduik that by Shini Bailim, the machshava pesels is only by a complete shalo l'shma. A korban of Reuven being brought for Shimon, but not where one thinks it should be brought for Reuven and Shimon. What would be the chiluk? Others want a taina that this that we said lefi the Briska Rav, that you can't be oikah the stam l'shma. A korban oyla is brought, it's wired, it's programmed to be a korban oyla. There's a machshava apoiselas, a virus from the outside. That's only by Shini Kodesh. Shini Bailim? Shini Bailam, all it is the Akira of the Stam Lishma. The Stam Lishma of it being the carbon of Reuven is not as strong as it being a carbon. I mean, say, when one is Magdish, a carbon oilo, the Kiddush that's Chal Lamehem is a carbon oilo, you can't change that into a carbon shlam. If you think that you bring a carbon shlam, you pass all the carbon, so Makshava Besos, but not that Be'etzim it's undone. Mashenkel, the Bailam, the inherent kedusha of the carbon is that it's a carbon oilo, but not that it's Reuven's carbon oilo. So what happens if b'shas the zrikas hadam, you think that you bring the carbon for Shimon? So what you've done is you've undone Reuven, because that you could be oiker. Means here the briskurov is true legabi shini kodesh, not legabi shini baile. In which case, why is lishma v'shaloi lishma posel? Only because of machshava peiselis. But mitzad nakira, you weren't oiker Reuven from the carbon. You thought that Reuven, you were meisiv, and now you thought that it should be mechapa for Shimon also. That's not oiker that it's being done for Reuven. So legabe yishini kodesh, it goes with the briskurov's way of taking that you can't be oiker. You can't be oiker at the machshava peiselis, but machshava peiselis is hein by shaloi lishma, straightforward shaloi lishma, and also by lishma v'shaloi lishma shini bailim, which you can be oiker, the stam lishma, it's not more than akira, there's no machshava peiselis, and that's why Tosis holds that it would be by, only by zrika, not by all the avoidis, because, I'm sorry, that's why the Rambam holds that it would be by all four, because by all four, when you're mechashev l'shem Reuven, you're oiker, the stam lishma, that avoid is being performed for Reuven. But that, since that's in Akira, where it was done, lishma, vishalai lishma, over there, the carbon would be kosher. So these are some of the, that which compares Shini Balam and Shini Kodesh, and how that plays itself out in shalai lishma. All, again, with the same machlokes, the Rambam, the Tosfos of the Yesodis of shalai lishma. One could see this, thought process of being oiker, the akira that the korban is not brought for the owner, but that's in the shalai lishma of psul also. The Gemara Harei starts in that down. The Gemara wonders, Rami Rishlagash Alma, how could it be that a korban shalai lishma is a kosher, is a psul? No, it's kosher, el shalai lebailim. Who have heard of that? The korban's kosher, then it's all lebailim. If it's not kosher, then it's psul. Then why bring it? Why be makavit? The Gemara brings the comparison. The Gemara brings from Oshem Lachamayz Bailim, where carbon could not be meratze. It's interesting. The Kivega brings in a few places a Loshen of Ramban and Gittin Nunhei, and in a different context, like Abi Carbon Gozel, and the Ramban talks about the etzem musig of a carbon not having an owner. It's over there. Like Abi, if somebody steals a behemoth, and the behemoth is brought, so the animal is not being brought for the Bailim, so to speak. And the Ramban, looking for a precedent that a carbon without a bailam is not possible by definition, comes on an example. He says, carbon shalai lishma. Carbon shalai lishma, one brings. It's not meratze for the bailam. The Ramban says, why? Because it's ilu, it's not his carbon. Very strange definition. L'chayra, we understand that the psul is a psul, but it's not a psul that much to pass for the carbon lagamri. No, the Ramban understands that the definition of a carbon shalai lishma is a psul that's mafkia the carbon from being Reuven's carbon. That means, Reuven's carbon is brought shalai lishma. It's brought shalai lishma. The pshat is that the carbon kishalatzma is kosher. What happens is the Torah with the shalai lishma was mafkia the shame of that being Reuven's carbon. Very strange to say that a shinu kodesh should create an effect of an akira of the shame bailam of the carbon. But that's what the Ramban seems to say. Mishnah Melech says an interesting chiddush based on that. He says that, why does that say it was a carbon adover? Reuven was menadev, not that he is achroi for the carbon. They said, harei olai carbon oil. He said, on a behem, harei zu carbon oil. Well, even if the carbon was shechted, was found to be a trait for the behem had died, he doesn't have to bring another carbon. He was menadev this behem. If the behem was brought with a machshav of shalai lishma, Mishnah Melech wants to say, even though the halacha is that if a kohen is mefagel, Gemara Bava Kama is considered a mazik, chiddush, even though it's only b'machshove, is considered as being damaging b'yodayim, somebody else's property. Over here, he didn't cause any damage. Because what did he do? He didn't passel the behemah. Normally by a korban, the reason why he'd be chayiv is because he damaged Reuven's ability to be Yotzei Dechavosei have a kapar. But it's a carbon in Dover. It doesn't make a difference. Reuven doesn't have to bring another carbon. And the way the Mishnah Melech explains it is that all you're doing is taking away the Yotzei, you're taking away the Yotzei Dechavosei, but that you're not doing by a carbon in Dover. Lefidei Ramban, it's not necessarily true. Lefidei Ramban, what you're doing is kilu, you're taking away Reuven's carbon. You're making the carbon ois Reuven's carbon. If that's what you're doing, so then you could be a mazik also. Even though you're not damaging, it doesn't have to bring another carbon, but you took away Reuven's carbon. Like this, Reuven had credit that he brought a carbon. You're taking away Reuven's. But again, the Ramban is difficult because the Ramban is introducing the concept of being oiker the shem habaylim, where we're talking lechayr in the classic case of shalishma. We're talking about shinu b'kodesh. But that's the Ramban. Going back to the Gemara of Davdala, the Gemara of Davdala has a havamina that Shinui Bakoidish is considered a psul haguf in a carbon, and Shinui Bailam not, which would mean, what does it mean it's a psul haguf? Psul haguf has an afkamin lalocha. If a carbon is brought with a psul haguf, the Mishnah in Tumura says, so then it's nisraf right away, it's a possible carbon. Sometimes there's a problem with the carbon, which is not inherent in the carbon, it's a problem, it's at the bailam of the carbon. So, let's say the Bailam died or something like that. So then the carbon can't be burnt commercial. You can't destroy kachem. You have to wait till it becomes nifsal belino, till it stays overnight, and then it's already, creates a psul in the carbon, and then you burn it. The Gemara discusses that maybe a shinui bailam is not a psul in the carbon. It's a psul in the yotzi dechavasi of the Bailam. But it's not a psul in the carbon itself. In which case, you would have to wait till the next day to burn the carbon. Forgetting about the nafkamina, but what that would tell us is that there was a tzad in the Gemara that Shini Bailim is not the same thing as Shini Kodesh. Lamaisa the Gemara is doichadat. Biskrov explains that the maskana of the Gemara is that Shini Bailim and Shini Kodesh are both machshavas hapaislas. Not that one is just a lack of being yotzi dechavos and one is a psul. So this really gets to the heart of what we're talking about. Is Shini Bailim and Shini Kodesh two different things? And, you know, back to the machlokes, the Rambam Tosfos, if this is by all dalet avoides, so this is only by the avoider of zrika, not by shchita kabbalah halacha, because that's inherently where the bailus is chal, is the rabbi the shem kapara of the zrika.